from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to be here, but you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day, may not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is be where your feet are, make the most of it, be confident in yourself, make your team better. I love my teammates. I love that locker room. I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focused and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes.
Dak Prescott. Waiting on his next contract after seeing Tua and Jordan Love sign theirs.
What are the odds he is not a Cowboy next year?
I'd say slim. He points out that these quarterbacks move, and that's right. Rarely at his age.
Yeah, 31.
Right, when do they move? They move at 35.
They have 35, 36, 31. 37, yeah.
The last quarterback of his ability to move is what, like maybe Kirk Cousins, and I think Dak is better. Cousins yep. goes from Washington to Minnesota and then to Atlanta. But guys that are at the top, near the top, you know, whatever you think of Dak, they don't move in the middle of their career. It just doesn't happen. Drew Brees is one who moved early.
Yeah. Before he was like
– huge.
Yeah.
Yep. Brett Favre, early. Steve Young, early. These guys do not move in their prime. Who is the last quarterback to move –
in their prime?
In their prime. Russell Wilson?
Cousins has done it.
Sure.
But he's
but again, sure, Cousins. Is like
Russell, but he's fine. He's not like an elite.
Russell Wilson guy. Is – it went south fast, so they got rid of him.
Right. Alex
although
Smith
I should
moved
say
in his prime.
He moved – Russell Wilson moved Seattle to Denver, right?
That's
probably a good example of this.
That's pretty close.
But these guys don't often move.
How old was Wilson? 35 right now.
So – So he was 33,
so 2 years older. Yeah, 33 was his last year in Seattle.
Okay.
So 34 was his first year in Denver. So, yeah, a couple years older than what Dak's right now, but not much.
Yeah, you just don't move.
Yeah.
So I would take the bet that Dak is going to stay in Dallas.
Also, it's the Cowboys, right? What are they going to – who are the Cowboys? Who is Jerry Jones as a person? Could you ever in your wildest imagination see the Dallas Cowboys going, even with, they haven't made a conference championship, right, since like the 90s? Like, they make the playoffs but don't win in the playoffs. Despite that, they win a bunch of games every year. They're always in the big primetime windows. They're always interesting. They're always talked about on every TV show that talks football for 90% of the time. They are as relevant a franchise as you can be without winning big. What are they going to do? Draft Bo Nix, and then just rebuild? They don't do. They had a 90,000 seat, $1 trillion stadium to fill. Like, aren't they the least likely team to ever reset at quarterback when they've already got something that's pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to stay relevant. They don't want to go into mediocrity or, I guess, you know, lower than what they've been for sure and start over. Like, if they're moving on from Prescott, to me it's for a bigger idea. They're not moving on from him for, hey, let's try it out with this 22-year-old middle first-round pick and see if he's good. Let's try. They have Trey Lance, right? They're not doing that. Like, to me, the only way they're moving on from Dak is if they have a bigger idea. And what's going to be a bigger idea available to them than Dak Prescott?
And if they're going to move on from him, aren't they moving on from their coach? And then, like, you're talking,
yeah,
you know,
full reset?
Yeah. Yeah. 803-0550. Bills at practice today. Pads go on. We'll see how the offense goes against the defense with pads on. Speaking of which.
Knock on wood, by the way. All good in the injury front so far. For the most part. Pads, a little more contact. You got to wonder about that, but hopefully.
There was, find this here. There was a story a month ago the Bills and Steelers were going to have a joint practice, and that still has not been confirmed by the Bills. August 15th.
Wasn't it in, like, an NFL release, though, that was discovered?
Yeah.
That they were going to do it?
It's Acrisure Stadium on the 15th. Let's talk about this with Sal, how it's been reported. It's at Steelers.com, and maybe I hadn't seen it. The Bills quietly put it out there. Anyway, that's something else. The reason I bring that up is because of fights.
Yeah.
And will there be fights? This week you've got the blue and red scrimmage on Friday. They also have the Hall of Fame game this week. Like, preseason.
Yes, right.
Preseason football starts this week. Texans and Bears in the Hall of Fame game.
I saw a tweet that we will not have a Thursday without football until February.
So Thursday night football starts this week.
Yes. And it's the Bills' opponent for next week.
The Bears.
They'll be 10 days away.
Yeah.
From seeing Bills and Bears on the field.
Bills and Bears.
I am so excited for the preseason. Give me your guy, Shavers. Give me, you know, Coleman. Like, receiver in the preseason, I already know I'm not going to uphold to the preseason pledge because I'm going to take every catch. Like, Justin Shorter is going to catch a 30. Oh, there it is. He's on the team. And then Shavers will have one. I'm like, oh, it's Shavers. I already know I'm not going to adhere to it.
Who's throwing the ball in this preseason?
Is Allen going to play more because they're trying to figure out what works at receiver?
That's a great question.
He's already played a little bit, right? Like, doesn't every year he plays? Didn't he play the whole half against Pittsburgh last season? And then maybe came out again the next game? Like, some teams don't play their guy at all. Like, not a single snap. And I think maybe even the Bills did that once. Maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there was a preseason where the Bills didn't even put Allen out there one time. Someone correct me. I think that's right. But last year was not that. Last year was Allen against Pittsburgh a lot, and then Allen again, I think, against Indianapolis. Like, he played in the preseason. And now you've got a whole new fleet of receivers. Other than Shakir, no one's caught a ball from him before. We had McDermott on Friday. When we asked him about receiver, what did he say to it? Like, hey, we want to make sure we leave camp knowing what we have, making sure we didn't miss anything. These guys are new, and there's a lot of unknown. And to me, if you're trying to find out what you've got and find out what works with your quarterback, you're playing your quarterback in the preseason. Like, I would guess we're going to see a lot of Allen in the preseason.
Oof. Well, I'll be ready to yell about that when the time comes.
What's too much?
One snap.
Well, he's playing a snap. I guarantee he's playing a snap.
Okay.
He might play like...
There was a
pre- I might put want to put the over-under at like 3.5 quarters that he's going to play in the preseason.
Too many quarters.
No, maybe there's only 3 games now. Like 2.5 quarters.
There was a preseason he had 3 passes. Then, of course, there was the COVID year where there was no preseason.
And that was his best year statistically.
Yeah, Bills were fine.
Yeah. But now you're trying to find out who your receivers are.
True. Yeah, I think the reps are important for, like, the middle-tier receivers. You know, and our bet about who makes this team, Shavers getting a little bit of run here. You know who has done very – correct me if I'm wrong. It's practice 5 today, so
– practice 5.
Say what – you know, call it what it is. Do what you want with it. Has MVS – have you seen Marquez Valdes-Scantling name in any – anything?
Not really.
MVS not popping.
Not really. And this is probably reckless speculation a little bit in a way, because you're just watching on the sidelines and these guys aren't really going against, they're not going against pads yet, right, in these practices. But I have said out loud on the sidelines, like, he doesn't look that fast to me. And what one, who was it Dan Fates maybe? Somebody did say to me, keep in mind, though, he is so tall. Like, I wonder if there's like a Gabe Davis thing here where his
he doesn't look fast
because he strides so long.
Okay, well, if that's true,
because he doesn't look fast to me.
That, without backing this with science, that makes sense, because last year I thought Deonte Hardy looked like the fastest person I'd ever seen because he was smaller and his legs are just moving faster.
They're moving a million. Like, it's like the in the old cartoons where your legs, like, you don't even see them anymore. It's like a tornado.
Yes.
The Roadrunner. Yeah, so that could be right. That could be right. That he just doesn't look fast, but in action, this is probably how he's got open deep in the past. Like, he's a deep threat. He's a burner, but he's 6'4", 6'3", so that's just how he runs. So that could be right, but I have thought, like, man, and I've got in my head that Alex Gold clip from early in the offseason. Like, he might have lost a step last year in Kansas City, and that guy is a deep threat. So he, yeah, I'll be, this week especially and in the preseason, give me a sign that he's at all a contributor on this offense. Because he's not playing special teams. Like, to me, if he, let me ask you this. If he gets beaten out by Mac Collins on the wide receiver depth chart, just for offense, don't worry about special teams. But if Allen thinks Mac Collins is a better idea to play on offense than Valdez-Scantling, is he making the team? Because then, how much is he ever playing for me on offense to make it worth having a roster spot for him?
Well, I think Hollins has always been on the team. They signed him pretty early.
But on the team didn't always mean like he's going to be playing on offense.
Right.
And I mean, if he's going to be playing on offense, and that's not even mentioning like if Tyrell Shavers is just a gem, or if, you know, Hamler I saw was getting some first-team run too. I don't know if he's actually been doing well. But yeah, I'm wondering a lot about MVS right now. They gave him like 1.5, 1.8 in guaranteed money.
Right,
it wasn't a lot.
If he doesn't make the team, it's probably what, less than what O.J. Howard got to ultimately be cut?
I think that's about right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
How you feeling? How feeling about your bet right now?
I feel fine about it. If I lose my bet...
Jeremy's bet, by the way, he picked 6 receivers that would all make the team.
Yeah.
No mistakes.
It comes down to the bottom of the roster. And if I lose because Tyrell Shavers makes it, that's a moral victory for me.
Yes.
Shavers is my guy. So yeah. I'm okay with that. We'll see. We'll see. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I didn't put up that Twitter poll about everybody eats.
No?
Should I have done it?
Think it would come off too snarky?
A little bit. You know, like, here's Curtis Samuel at the top of the hour saying, like, nobody knows who to key on. Not Keon Coleman. If the Bills have a diversity of weapons, nobody knows who to key in on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Defensively. And I'm not trying to sound like a cynic. This is not, it won't work. This is, nobody does it that way. Right. Nobody. No team in the league has, we don't know who to key in on. Yeah. Everybody has their own version of the number one option. Green Bay is like this model that people talk about because they had 1 year. And Dontavian Wicks looks like he might be that guy. Jaden Reed is their Curtis Samuel because he runs the ball a little bit too. This idea that the Bills will get by with no one standing out to me is not believable. Maybe it happens. If Dalton Kincaid doesn't break out, aren't we surprised?
Yes.
Like, how do you get through a season where you expect to have a good offense and no one stands out?
Right.
I don't know that I've ever seen it, where I would see it, how likely it would be, whether that's James Cook or Kincaid or Keon Coleman. You know, the everybody eats conversation. Well, seems like it's coach speak for the players, and it's totally fine the players are saying it, but I don't necessarily think I need to believe it.
Let me put the Packers over here for a moment. The Packers who went 9-8 last year.
Right.
9-8. I was impressed too by that playoff game. It was no, it's not just the one game. The one game was super impressive. They went to Dallas and they beat the living you know what out of the Dallas Cowboys at home in the playoffs. Couldn't be stopped. Jordan Love was statistically one of the best quarterbacks second half of the year. But they did go 9-8 and got in as the 7 seed. 5 years ago they wouldn't have even made the playoffs.
Right.
What's the next best example of what the Packers have done? Because they are the example everyone points to. What's the next best example of that? Team that just does not have a number one receiver, guys that are all pretty good, and they spread it around like crazy. What's the best example of that? Who wins doing that?
I don't know.
I don't know that I even have a – who are the teams that have – the Chiefs have never been like that because Kelce or Hill have always been 130 target guys.
That's the point here. Like, for Samuel to say they don't know who to key on, if you're the Chiefs playing the Chiefs, you know to key on Travis Kelce, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because he's that good, and they just work with him. If you focus on him, other things will open up.
Just think of the teams that have had success, even the ones that haven't won the Super Bowl. The Rams won the Super Bowl.
The Eagles.
The Eagles have alpha receivers.
Yep.
Like stud receivers. Did they not have one when they won the Super Bowl with Foles? Do I have to go back to that? They had what, like Alshon Jeffery and Zach Ertz?
Yeah.
All right. Am I getting closer? Because, like, I don't know, the when the Rams won it, Beckham was a superstar in the first quarter of that game.
And then they had Cooper Kupp
the rest of the way. The Bengals had Chase and Higgins, so they're not an example of this. And the Ravens have gone into the playoffs every year, and Mark Andrews has been a 130-target tight end every year.
Like,
who's the best team that's gone deep into the playoffs that's been doing it like this Packers example?
And again, it's not to say the Bills will fail. It's if the Bills succeed, someone will be there.
I agree.
Yeah, it will be someone.
I would have a hard time believing. Like, who was the Packers' leading receiver last year? Jaden Reed?
That's a good question.
Who led them in receiving?
You had me pull up, when you were talking about the Packers winning in Dallas, I pulled up the box score of that game where Romeo Doubs went for 151 and a touchdown.
151 and a
touchdown? Six catches, 151 and a touchdown.
I mean, the snarky replies are already in my head they won it. They had a number one receiver. How'd they do that?
Well, the funny thing is, there's a clip of Jordan Love going around if he could design the perfect play. Have you seen this?
No.
It's great. Could you design your unstoppable play? It's something they asked of C.J. Stroud as well. Your unstoppable play where you line up and no matter the coverage, you've got something to beat it. And for, I think it was Jordan Love, he included his, you know, the stud receivers, but Romeo Doubs was in his perfect play. Like, I can count on this guy, which is a point about chemistry between one quarterback and the next, right? Like,
yep.
Or one quarterback and then in receiver. So, the number one receiver, who led the Packers in receiving?
Was it
Dontavian Wicks?
No, it was Jaden Reed. It was 64 catches, 94 targets, 64 catches, 793 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I guarantee you If the Bills have a year where nobody on their team gets to 800 receiving yards, we are all going to be fighting each other after the season.
Well, Josh Allen's
going to win. That is not a good result.
Allen's going to win the MVP.
Without an 800-yard receiver?
Yeah.
I think it would be so hard to do
that. Five different receivers get 800 yards. Six get 800
yards. That's not really what they did, by the way. Like, on the pecking order went Reed 793, Dobbs 674, Wicks 581, Watson 422. Watson, by the way, it's worth pointing out, missed half the year. So he might have had a number one receiver year. He missed the time when Love, I think, was also, you know, playing great. So that's worth mentioning here. And then they had two tight ends that had like 350. I mean, that's just spreading it to five guys. That's like eight guys that are all involved in the offense.
And part of the reason their numbers are like that because the first eight games did not go very well. The Packers, here's
I want to know. I want to split up their season too. Like did they get good when somebody emerged? Did Jaden Reed do better in the second half of the year?
Yeah,
I don't have that in front.
Another point on the Packers is they were having the kind of season where they traded away Rasul Douglas. Because
that's right, they did do.
They
that.
Traded Rasul Douglas at the deadline because we'll take a draft pick for this starting corner,
right?
And then they, found a gear.
Yeah, they won six of their last eight games, so maybe is that around when they traded Douglas that they would have had, they would have already had what, six losses?
Yeah,
and they said, yeah, we're like I'm not saying it can't work either. I just think you're trying to fit. You're trying to throw a dart and hit the bullseye, and I feel like you can't miss that much because you don't have the top guy, unless somebody emerges as the top guy.
Yeah, I'm
the 100-plus target stud player that I think we all think Kincaid's probably going
to
be.
I'm inclined to think that this is all for the Bills and Brady is going to work. The question is, how well it works, and someone will. I mean, I'd be bullish on Samuel. Coleman's starting to – Coleman is – exciting. I mean, I think he's exciting. 803-0550. Around the league stuff. So we mentioned the Tua contract and the Jordan Love contract. Tommy DeVito. There's a great story here from the Giants.
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito.
Still going with the Giants?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He apparently told the New York Post, I'm very aware of how they operate in this organization. It's up to them to make the decision to make that gamble. I'm going to continue to play. We'll see how everything unfolds. If they decide to cut me and I get scooped up, I don't get to make that decision afterwards. Somebody grabs me and say, no, I want to stay here. It's everything for the front office. So DeVito's saying it's up to them if they want to make the gamble of losing me.
Third string quarterback Tommy DeVito is, what, daring the Giants?
The Giants to cut him.
Daring the Giants to cut him?
Yep.
He had a brief 15 minutes of fame, right?
He did.
He had a couple good games, right?
He had a decent game, and then his agent showed up on the sideline in a costume.
His agent was maybe the bigger star than he was.
Yes.
Because he looked like he was straight out of The Sopranos, basically. I'm looking at his games last year. You know what it was? He ran the ball. He had a game where he ran for 71 yards, and they beat Green Bay. he had a couple of pedestrian games in a row, but would run it.
We're a little light on viral catches, aren't we?
We are.
I saw the viral catch.
Coleman counts, right? Coleman count?
Yeah.
That didn't go. Does viral have to mean Buffalo viral, though, or like NFL National. Viral?
NFL viral.
Because I don't think that catch went NFL viral.
I don't think so either. The viral catch counter, of course, we got a big one from Xavier Worthy on that throw from Mahomes. Keon Coleman had an entry. I saw a couple neighbors' catches over the weekend. There's one highlight from Giants camp where neighbors torched the defense deep and then had to field the Daniel Jones throw like it was a punt.
Yeah. There was another Worthy one yesterday.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, there was another one, like touchdown. He like jumped in front of a guy and made the catch. That was the only one I think I saw, though.
Okay.
So yeah, we're light on it. Where are our big highlight reel one-handed catches? Where are my Diggs catches?
I got
the only highlight I've seen from him in Houston is when the whatever his name tried to take his head off.
There was one yesterday. There was a close-up
by Diggs.
Diggs working on a guy, crossing over and making a catch.
I feel like we might still only be at one viral catch. That first Worthy one.
All right, today's a big day. Pads are on.
Pads are on. We need Coleman to go up top and make the Beckham catch.
Loss a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Over Douglas, over whoever. It doesn't matter who it is. Loss a guy.
Matt Parrino joining us when we return. He had the Shout podcast with Ryan Talbot. We'll see what he's seen, his observations from training camp so far. Day five on the way today. I smell sunscreen.
It's a coconut.
Yeah, gonna need it today. It's gonna be a hot one here from Fisher with pads. Jeremy and Joe on WGR from St. John Fisher University coverage of training camp. Bills training camp brought to you by Edmar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, and brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case, what's your outlet, and by your Western New York Ford dealers, and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.